As it's the Independence Day holiday week, we're off today, everyone. So instead of our regular live broadcast at this time, we're replaying our big Let's Go America tour from Hot Springs, Virginia, that originally aired on May 18th. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Pack those bags live around the globe. It's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins.
With the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
I woke up this morning, wind blowing across my face, and I just had to look up above and thank somebody for this place, because it must have been thinking about me.
And Let's Go America, we are live in Hot Springs, Virginia today. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. It is just past 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, May 18th, 2024. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, well, thank you very much for being part of what we call the fastest 2 hours in travel and our latest big Let's Go America tour. As you hear our voices, we are broadcasting from the Homestead Resort. This historic property is part of the Omni Hotels and Resorts portfolio of properties. It's America's first resort, and it's been in operation nearly 260 years. So all of you who were listening last week, you know, after the program, Mary and I left for Virginia. We spent an overnight in the Washington, D.C. area. And if you've been following all of the social media that our teams are posting this week on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and X all week, you've been able to engage with us as we've shared so many of our experiences here. And folks, I have to say, this is a gem of a property. It's a place that you need to come experience.
100%. I completely agree with that. And I think many of you listening may know that Virginia is a place that's very near and dear to Robert and myself. We were married in Virginia. We lived in Virginia, Northern Virginia, years ago. We've spent a lot of time over the years with our family traveling around this state. We've been to this area before, but this is our first time to the historic Homestead Resort, and I wish we'd visited sooner, but that's okay. This is the kind of place when you do visit, I think you really do want to come back, and I was thinking about this last night. I think the word home in Homestead has really stood the test of time, because we are relaxed this week, and we've had a fantastic time meeting fellow guests, and they're all saying the same thing. There's a lot to do here, but you can also just sit on the porch in the rocking chair and relax.
And that's before the summer crowd comes, folks.
Yes.
So I'm going to share this. You know, by the time our 120 minutes together today wraps up, I think you'll feel similar to us. Certainly, you should be enticed with all that we'll be covering. And if you're still trying to figure out, you know, what your summer, maybe your fall travel plans are going to be, they also have skiing here. Winter could be an option as well. By 12 p.m. Eastern time today, that may have changed. But before we get any further into the show, Rudy, hello from Hot Springs, Virginia. How are you doing up there in St. Paul, Minnesota?
Well, just fine. It hit 83 here yesterday. You might call this hot St. Paul, because that's very unusual for this time.
We like that. And Bobby, the tech teams have made another live broadcast possible. How are you doing down there in Dallas today at the Network Command Center?
All is well, and your 80 degrees, Rudy, is nothing to the 90 that we've been having in Dallas this week. So
goodness, it's only May.
Oh, my.
You know what's funny? We're in Hot Springs, Virginia. I just looked at my phone, guys, and we are at 62 degrees here. It is a nice day.
Rub it in.
Well, there we are. So, okay.
All right. Let's move on from that. So there are new travel polls, and they have a Virginia travel focus. They're up on our website waiting for you to go vote at rmworldtravel.com. Right there on the homepage. First question we're asking is, how many times have you traveled to Virginia for vacation or business? And you have several options to choose from, as always. And the second one is Virginia a state that you regularly consider for travel? And again, you have how many options?
I think there's at least half a dozen or so.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe.
Well, numbers and all that you put in. So go vote. We will share the results with you actually in 2 weeks, because next week we will be encore for Memorial Day. And I mentioned them because Mary just mentioned the polls, and Virginia does bill itself as a state for lovers, right? So whether it's America's first resort where we are, the mountains, the beach, travel that involves history in our colonial days, wine country travel, certainly our nation's government that's in D.C., right outside of Northern Virginia there, so many other top destinations. The Old Dominion State is one of our favorites to visit, and the weather, as we said, is also nice here most of the year as well.
Definitely. And so as we like to do in these opening A blocks when we're on live remotes, here are a few things we want to share with you just to kind of set the scene for this area and where we are today.
We do.
So you can start?
Well, I think we have to start with the beginning, right? Yes. The first inhabitants to the area were Native Americans who used the mineral springs here to rejuvenate themselves as part of their various excursions around the area.
Yeah, so they have a long history going way, way back, and word got out. So today there are over 2,300 acres on the property here in the Allegheny Mountains. But word did get out about these springs, and in 1764, a gentleman named Captain Thomas Bullitt, he was a member of the U.S. military, and two brothers, Thomas and Andrew Lewis, paid 30 shillings for 300 acres, which contained the seven natural mineral springs. They knew of the many healing qualities of the water, so they had a very bright idea. They moved their families to the area, and within 2 years, an 18-room wooden hotel was completed. And in 1766, 10 years before the U.S. officially began, the homestead did open, named to honor the homesteaders who built the resort and the bathhouses. But, fun fact, the gentleman's bathhouse was actually built in 1761, so indeed the bathhouses came before the hotel and are really the reason the hotel even is here. The ladies' bathhouse came a little later in the 1870s. So, and then, a big part of the history, in July of 1901, a fire started in the pastry shop in the hotel, burned the resort. A few structures did survive. The spa was one of them. And reconstruction, as we learned this week, with a guest who will be on at the top of next hour, began practically the next day.
8 months later, the property
was back
in operation.
In March of 1902, the Great Hall was completed and the homestead was back in business.
I'm just going to pick up on that, what Mary just said, because, you know, just about 10 years ago, now a little over that, Omni Hotels and Resorts bought the homestead. They spent over $4 million extensively revitalizing the warm spring pools that we've enjoyed a number of times this week. They just opened a little over 16 months ago. In addition to the warm spring pools, however, the property itself has gone through a $170 million restoration, so it is ready to welcome you. 24 U.S. presidents have stayed or visited the Omni Homestead Resort. We don't have time to get into all of those right now. It's a reason for you to come. They do have a presidential lounge here. Nearest airports, Roanoke or Harrisonburg. But you can easily drive from D.C. It's about 200 miles away. Richmond, mm-hmm. Virginia, Charleston, West Virginia is about 165 miles away or so. Greensboro, North Carolina, yeah, about 180 miles. So all of a reason to come.
Yeah, and, you know, I can think of a few, but there really are not many places in our country where I think you can go for a truly immersive getaway. It's great for couples, families, multi-generation, where you really feel like you're away from the rest of the world. Yet you have all the modern amenities as well. It's been a great week.
It's a nice week. Rudy, do you have any memory at all of the Omni Homestead?
Well, I certainly remember what it looks like. I mean, it looks like a grand white house, as I recall, from the front. But I haven't been there in 50 years. When I lived in D.C., I went there with my wife once for the weekend.
Well, and listen, it is a place. So, Rudy, it's time to come back. Okay, it's time to come back.
Clearly, 50 years is ridiculous.
Do you have anything really quick before the Travel News Roundtable? We only have a little less than a minute.
Well, a couple things. You know, the Brightline, which is the famous, newly famous high-speed train between Orlando and Miami, has just broken ground for their project linking Las Vegas with Los Angeles in just 2 hours and 10 minutes, which is twice as much time as the average drive time, and it's scheduled to open for the Vegas Summer Olympic Games in 2028.
Not bad. So a little train travel there. That's going to help everybody, no question about that.
Right.
Well, Rudy, all right, we're going to leave that there because, you know, we're going to need to go to a commercial break in a moment, folks. Always a good thing to continue to pay the bills so America's number one travel radio show continues to roll on. So after this quick sponsors break, Mark Spadoni, he's the managing director of the Omni Homestead Resort. He is already here live on set with us. He will join us when we return. Our big Let's Go America Tour, Hot Springs, Virginia, rolls on after these messages.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from TravelGuard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
You may have heard us talk about Raycon before, but there's no better time to check them out at buyraycon.com/carry because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. You get the features you know and love, like optimized gel tips for a custom fit, three customizable sound styles, and active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity, which lets you pair with two devices at once. Get 15% off, that's 15% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap. Zero Debt USA, which can be found at zapmydebt.com. They can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances. They find every solution possible to end your debt. So before you do anything, contact the team there and talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Well, summer's here and everyone's got a favorite outdoor activity. Maybe it's golf, bike riding, boating, tennis. Ask 100 people, you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, check out Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Give it a try at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit armworldtravel.com and fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Happy 248th birthday, America. I'm Mary Carey, and what follows is a special encore presentation of RM World Travel and our big Let's Go America tour from Hot Springs, Virginia on May 18th.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
And Let's Go America. Mary and I welcome you back to the Omni Homestead Resort and the big Let's Go America tour, Hot Springs, Virginia. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show. This portion of the program, we're sponsored by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
And sometimes when we travel, things can happen that we don't necessarily see coming. So in today's world, travel insurance is important for a successful trip. Don't take chances or put your investment or well-being at risk. Visit travelguard.com/carry before you travel to get yourself protected.
Always a good idea to do that, folks. Forbes has ranked them as the best travel insurance company out there. When you think about what travel can cost these days, the challenges you're having, if or when something goes awry, do what we do. Get covered at travelguard.com/carry. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, as we mentioned in the opening A block today, the Omni Homestead Resort is America's first resort, dating back nearly 260 years. Just saying that, it's incredible. Mark Spadoni is the managing director and person responsible for successfully running this historic property. Prior to taking on his role here back in March of 2021, Mark had a career including prominent general manager roles with Marriott and Starwood as part of their Westin brand. Managing properties in Savannah, New York City, New Orleans, Kauai, Hilton Head, Island, Seattle, and others. And he joins us here on set now on Mic 4.
Yes, he does. And that means he gets around. So, Mark, first of all, we welcome you to America's number one travel radio show. I want you to say hello to everyone tuned in across the USA right now on our 580 weekly stations.
Well, good morning, America. Great to have the opportunity to tell you about this gem up on top of the Allegheny Mountains in Virginia.
Well, we're going to do that right now. So, you know, somebody asked me the other day how I would describe the Omni Homestead Resort. My response was very quick to them. I think it's a terrific property. It's a bit of a unicorn. And what I mean by that, it's a one-of-a-kind, unique resort that's providing hospitality to every type of traveler. So Mary mentioned your career with Westin. I'm curious, you know, how you found the transition to your role here, Mark, because although every hotel and every resort has its own personality or offerings, this is a special place that can't be duplicated.
Well, for the longest time, you know, for me, it was all about running destination resorts, and it doesn't get any more destination resort than this. You know, my experiences in Kauai and in Hilton Head and other resort destinations, and for the longest time, you know, the opportunity to be able to lead, you know, a property like the Homestead, to be able to have a role in its recreation and its repositioning as one of the great hotels in America is something that I always dreamed of. I'm so glad to be here.
Mark, and during our stay here this week, we've interacted with a lot of fellow guests. We've seen couples celebrating special milestone anniversaries. There have been several weddings going on, lots of families, multi-generational travelers, really wide range of guests. Certainly plenty of activities for everyone. So Omni has invested, as Robert said earlier, nearly $170 million in property-wide renovations and restorations. Where do you think it's having the biggest impact overall and in the guest experience?
Well, first and foremost, you know, when you have a 100-plus-year-old building, you know, it was important for us to to bring it back to its glory, you know, and clearly it's a magnificent building. You know, so the exterior was clearly important, obviously, you know, to make sure that that we had up-to-date amenities, you know, mm-hmm. so a focus on the product on the inside, you know, monies that were put into the various different amenities around the property, including the Warm Springs pools. And I think when someone would come here, they would feel that they're in a classic historic resort, but is modern, you know, in all the offerings that it has right now.
Agreed. It's the kind of resort that's been around for so long. You want it to be around for the next 150 years as well.
And so, interestingly enough, that oftentimes that's what we position or characterize this resort as, the renovation for the next 100 years.
Yeah, we're paying it forward to the future dinner. I love that very much. You know, so, but besides being part of the Omni Hotels and resort family, the Homestead is also aligned with Historic Hotels of America, and they've recognized this property for many achievements and offerings. I do not have time to go through them all today because the list is so long. Folks, if you want to look it up, you can do that online. But I will just mention a few. You know, top 25 historic hotels where U.S. presidents made history. Top 25 historic hotels with the most magnificent art collections, historic golf courses, afternoon tea experiences. Top 25 historic hotels with the most unique culinary heritage and traditions. Great place for romantic proposals, top 25 hotels. So this is a year-round luxury resort. Do you have a favorite from that list, or perhaps some others?
Well, I think the essence of the property goes back to history, as you mentioned in the opening comments that's there. I always tell people, if you don't take to the waters, go to the Warm Springs pools, you're missing a key element. Our history tour that's led every day, you know, by our maitre d', and then also taking advantage of the Cascade Gorge hike. You know, the opportunity to understand the beauty of the Allegheny Mountains and the seasonal changes is really magnificent.
So we've done all of that this week and thoroughly enjoyed that hike, as well as the history tour and, of course, the Warm Spring Baths. But that hike was absolutely outstanding, and we're going to cover that in the show this hour. Mark, I've seen some things promoting Southern hospitality. We've talked about Homestead hospitality. And, of course, very important at America's First Resort. What does Homestead hospitality mean to you as you are managing and overseeing this property? And what do you want guests to get out of that?
Well, I think every property or every destination resort starts with experiences, you know, and for us, you know, our why, you know, why are we here, is to craft Homestead hospitality experiences that enrich the lives of everybody, you know, so for us, it's a unique blend of, you know, being formal but not too formal, you know, being professional but not too professional. Let the warmth of the staff, you know, come to the forefront that's there. You know, and I tell the staff here, if the guest arrives and he or she understands that you know what professionalism is, you know what running a luxury resort is all about, but once that they've been able to, to determine that you're here to take care of them, please let your personality come out. And I think that's one of the elements of our staff, more than anything else, that sticks out, that we care about our customers and we want to have a personal connection with all of them.
Well, goes back to what we've noticed this week and also what I said earlier, the home and Homestead. That's
it's
it feels
a big part
like.
Of travel.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. And I think, you know, when I said earlier that people need to come experience that, and you'll understand that. So two weeks ago, I want to go in this direction with you. You know, on Kentucky Derby weekend, that was May 3rd and 4th, you held the Epicurean Classic that was here, billed as the ultimate culinary experience. It celebrated Virginia wines. We're going to talk about Virginia wines in hour two later this hour. You had top wineries in the Commonwealth that were featured here. So I want you to talk about the success of that event. You have other events here on property. Mother's Day was last weekend when we arrived. Father's Day is coming in June. We've got the July 4th celebration. So what else do you want to share?
Well, I think first and foremost, people are looking for opportunities to do things unique. You know, so from the very beginning, we wanted to be recognized as a destination where unique things are happening. So whether or not it's celebrating the past with our vintage weekend, whether it's our various different holidays, as you mentioned, our Epicurean Classic, you know, we're featuring Virginia wines that's there. You know, that allows us, basically, someone says, I want to go to a food and wine festival. Hey, I've always wanted to go to the Homestead. Well, let's go to the one up at the Homestead that's there. Or I love classic cars. Well, let's go to the vintage weekend, you know, at the Homestead. You know, so what we try to do is space them out in a way, you know, that the resort is able to showcase itself, whether it's in the wintertime for our winter festival that we have, springtime, as you mentioned, with the Epicurean Classic. Really put a lot of effort in the summertime, you know, with Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day holidays that's there. Then we segue into the fall with Fall Festival and with our Vintage Weekend.
Well, the activities, Mary.
So that, let's talk about before we conclude. A host of things to do. So there's a full-service spa here, two golf courses, a water park, the shooting club. I learned how to clay shoot this week.
And that you did a great job.
Thank you very much.
Exactly.
It was a lot of fun.
I feel very comfortable.
Thank you.
Yes.
Tennis, zip line tours, falconry, nightly movies at the theater. There's movies for kids. Then in the evening, there's movies for the adults. Horseback riding, archery, which you did very well at. That was not my strength.
You felt very comfortable with that.
I did. mini golf, kayaking, fly fishing. Mark, my point is, I mean, you can also take a rest on the rocking chair on the porch. Exactly. But lots to do here. And, of course, the hiking and biking trails. You know, do you have a favorite in there, or is there anything that you think the guests particularly enjoy or should take advantage of when they're here, or all of the above?
Well, the three I mentioned are special.
Yeah.
I'm a golfer, so, I mean, we have incredible golf here. You know, the history, you know, of our William Flynn designed golf course and Donald Ross golf course, they're both magnificent in different ways that's there. You know, the shooting clays, likewise, you know, we hosted the first U.S. Open Sporting Clays Championship, you know, back in 1992.
Yeah.
And this is not a small course, by the way.
No.
29
different bays.
That's why they
hosted, I'm sorry, please.
It's remarkable. And I think that's why, you know, we really try to look at this as an opportunity for you to come for not just a weekend getaway, which we'd love to have you come, but more for a longer stay. That's why we created a Grand American Vacation, which is a 4-night, 5-day stay. It's a cruise on top of the mountains, you know.
Yeah.
And I think to get the full appreciation of the property, you got to get in the adventurous side, but you also got to get involved in the wind down side. And whether that's on the front porch or whether that's south.
Right.
S'mores in the, by the casino building.
Yeah.
Both of them are fun.
It's all here.
Well, Mark,
listen,
we want to thank you. By the way, yesterday, Lisa at the Warm Spring Pool, she wanted me to wish you a belated happy birthday. She asked me to do that. I said I would do that. And she said, would you do that on air? I said, Lisa, I'll do that for you. It's okay. So, and happy belated birthday from Lisa. And we're going to leave it there because we're going to have to go to a sponsors break in a moment. But thank you very much for joining
Mark.
Us on set here in the George Washington Library. We're loving that. And thank you for sharing some of that
hospitality.
Thank you so much. Folks, when we return after the sponsors break, well, we're going to be taking you hiking in the Cascades Gorge Trail. That's here on property. It's something you don't want to miss. Stay with us, everyone. 80% of the program is still ahead. The big Let's Go America tour from the Omni Homestead Resort continues.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
As you get ready for your next adventure, join over 2 million Americans who are already members of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, for savings and services you're going to love. Membership in this AARP alternative start at just $16 a year and unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits for hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and more. They're also about protecting the values that make our country great and will help you deal with the complexities of Social Security, insurance, and so much more. Visit amac.us/carry to join or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means sailing through lands brimming with castles and fortresses, captivating winemaking regions, and so many delightful cities, towns, and villages. You'll experience life as a local through included excursions, and on board the ship, everything is included in the affordable price from all your meals, wine, beer, and soft drinks, first-class service with an English-speaking crew, free Wi-Fi, all gratuities, there are bicycles, and more. For more info and special show savings, visit emeraldcruises.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. We'll all be back with you again live next weekend, but today, in recognition of America's birthday this week, what follows is a special encore presentation.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
And Let's Go America, thank you for being here with us today. Mary and I certainly appreciate it as we broadcast live from the Homestead Resort, all part of this week's big Let's Go America tour, Hot Springs, Virginia. For today's C Block, well, we're about to take you hiking, as I mentioned just before the break, in the Cascades Gorge. Certainly we enjoyed that this week. But first, we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
There's no safe like Simply Safe, and whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or small business is always being looked after.
Always a good thing to do, folks. You know, they have everything you need to make your place safe. It's all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than a dollar a day. Go to simplysafe.com/carry to save 20% as a show fan today, or you'll find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Okay, since the Omni Homestead is situated here in the beautiful Allegheny Mountains, we felt drawn to spend some time exploring the surrounding woodlands this week, so we joined naturalist and longtime homestead guide Laura Cooper, but Laura goes by Cooper here, for the Cascades Gorge hike, and here's some of our conversation with Cooper.
Hi, so Cooper, listen, here we are. We just finished hiking with you 1.8 miles. We climbed approximately 350 feet in elevation. Between the air and the water here in this part of the Allegheny Mountains, I'm not sure which is fresher. It's a great day. What a great hike we had with you. So thank you very much for that. We really appreciate it. 12 waterfalls, I believe, we passed. It's such an unusual seasonal climate. We didn't expect that. So expand on that for our listeners around the country about a little bit of what we experienced.
So it's amazing to find a gorge like that up here in the highlands of Virginia because it is temperate rainforest-like. We don't cross all the T's and dot all the I's. We're not a temperate rainforest. We're as close as you can get in Virginia, and it's unlike anything else in this area. It is a wet area, lots of plants that thrive in the shade, and beautiful water, and that water stays the same temperature. So year-round, we have lovely plants there.
And Cooper, one of the best facts for me today was the synergy between this area and Scotland. And our listeners know we just got back from Scotland. So here we are in the highlands of Virginia. So terrific. Cooper, you're as local as it gets here. You are a former teacher. In fact, you've taught most of the employees who currently work here. I'm curious how long you've been leading hikes here.
I've been leading these hikes for around 10 years, but I've worked for the hotel on and off for the last 35 years.
Okay. Talk about the impact and uniqueness of the water that we saw in the Cascades today.
So it's amazing. Most of the mineral water here in the county is magnesium heavy, which is why it's such a wonderful thing to soak in and why you sleep like a baby because of the magnesium. And it's also, we have warm springs, and the stream that we were walking by today comes out of the ground right around 65, 70 degrees and holds that temperature. So it's incredible year round for that.
And we certainly got to see some of that today. I mean, you know, and I would also say, folks, Cooper, you have a way of bringing the hike and the whole gorge to life. I mean, with humor, fun storytelling, all the facts about the plants and tree life. We did not see a bear. You wanted to see a bear today, so you're still in the look. I think you have another tour you're going to be doing today. Maybe you'll see it there. A lot of beaver activity that we saw. So it's definitely an activity that we'd recommend for anyone, including families. Children are not going to be bored for sure. I'd like to hear right now about what you enjoy most about leading these hikes. Certainly, they are challenging, but they are doable for most people.
I think one of my favorite thing, other than the gorge itself, because every time I go down there, it's different. The light's different. There's something different. There's a different animal. But I love the people that I go down in the gorge with. I learn from them as well. And I love teaching them about the gorge because it's my special place. So I enjoy that.
Yeah, we certainly experienced that with you today. When you do go, though, is there something that you always try to show, make sure somebody kind of takes away from the gorge with them?
Probably the amount of animals that you can see down there. If it's not the animal itself, the remnants of the animal, the dams for the beavers. I'm very excited about the beavers today.
We saw that today with you. That was great. And just explain, this is just a fun fact. How quickly can a beaver take down a tree?
Depending on the size of the tree, they can do it in 15 minutes. And all of the beaver activity we saw today was not there yesterday. So it's ever-changing. And by this afternoon, it might be totally different again, so I'm very excited about it.
And I think that's probably what is exciting, certainly for you and the other guides here, but also certainly the passion that comes through, that there is always something new in the woods to see, and certainly that depends on the season. So I'm curious, besides the bears and the beavers and all the other wildlife, you are a master naturalist, you're very interested, and you really explained it and made it come to life. I now know actually how to identify poison ivy, thank you, with the two thumbprints on the three leaves, which I've never heard before. So just give us one or two other real quick things that you like to point out to people.
I like to point out that a lot of the plants that, even if they're non-native here, they have a reason to be here. And I think it's fascinating. All plants kind of intercombine. And I think one of my favorite ones are the plants that imitate other things to get pollinated. And I think that's fascinating.
Interesting. Cooper, we really appreciate your time today. We thank you for staying with us for this. We know you have another tour going out, and hopefully you'll see a beaver.
I hope so, too. And a bear.
And a bear. I know you love those bears. All right. Thanks so much for your time today, Cooper. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, folks, listen, for the Cascade Gorge hike, advance reservations, they are recommended. But the good news is the hikes run year-round here at the Omni Homestead Resort. And if fly fishing is your thing, you can also do that as well in the gorge.
Definitely. And so I want to just clarify that Scottish-Virginia connection real quick. So Cooper also shared with us this goes back millions of years ago, but the Appalachian Mountain Range was connected to the Scottish Highlands millions of years ago. So we noticed on the drive through some of the pastures and rolling hills similar.
Well, since we're just in Scotland, we saw the topography is very similar.
Yeah,
the coloring's a little different, obviously, than what you see in Scotland, but I have to tell you, we commented about that a number of times this week, how similar
very
it really
interesting.
Is. And one more reason to be able to come and experience a little bit of Scotland here in America.
Yep, and that was a great hike. All right, so from hiking to music, that's the transition we're about to make. Bobby's going to patch Rudy in for our next segment. And as Robert said, to begin this segment, we thank all of you for being part of this week's big Let's Go America Tour, Hot Springs, Virginia, live from the Omni Homestead Resort. The show returns in 3 minutes.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
We'll all be back with you live again next weekend, but today, in recognition of Independence Day earlier this week, what follows is a special encore presentation of RM World Travel and our big Let's Go America tour from Hot Springs, Virginia on May 18th.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This segment is sponsored by another new show partner, The Wellness Company, that you can find at twc.health/carry. If you haven't heard, America is running short of amoxicillin. Doctors prescribe it for ear, nose, and throat infections. It treats lower respiratory infections, sinusitis, skin infections, and UTIs too. Now, most of our antibiotics come from China and India, and neither Donald Trump nor Joe Biden changed this, which is why we urge you to get a medical emergency kit from the Wellness Company by going to twc.health/carry. It comes with amoxicillin. In fact, it comes with essential prescriptions to treat more than 39 medical issues. Now, this is not a first aid kit. Instead, it's like having an urgent care center in your home with essential prescriptions, doctor-prescribed antibiotics for infections, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know when and how to use each medication. Don't get caught short. Get your medications now. There's no waiting to see the doctor and no lines at the pharmacy. You'll need to learn they're out of your medicine. Now, as a fan of this show, you'll save 15% at twc.health/carry. And as always, there's a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Well, you know, it never hurts to have a little music in your life now, does it? And about 4 miles from the Omni Homestead, where Robert and Mary are broadcasting from right now, is Virginia's only year-round chamber music venue called the Garth Newell Music Center. To learn more about this unique venue, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline and connect with Jeanette Fang. She is the co-artistic director and pianist at the Garth Newell Music Center. To begin with, Ms. Fang, welcome to the show. And who is Garth Newell?
And who is Garth Newell? That's a very good question. It is not a country singer. Garth Newell is actually the name of our center, yes. People get confused, it's true. But it actually is a Welsh phrase meaning new home. And that's sort of our underlying belief at Garth Newell, is that come here and find a new home, and everyone will welcome you like family.
And I presume, I know from looking at your website that the estate appears to have a home on it. And I presume Garth Newell was named by whoever built that house way back when?
Yes, it was actually owned by William Sargent Kendall, who was former chair of art at Yale. And he and his young bride, they came to this place to get away from being in the city. And this was something that had a lot of disrepair. So they fixed it up, started making it a haven for artists, visual artists, and then for musicians, because they were both amateur violinists. And so it became a place where they hosted a lot of intimate gatherings. And so that's sort of the spirit in which we still carry forth with.
Yeah, it seems to be all music all the time. I noticed, in fact, this weekend, as we broadcast live on Saturday, the 17th of May, 2024, you've got a Vietnamese cafe concert this afternoon.
Yes, yes. We've been trying these sort of more casual matinee concerts in the spring, because May is Chamber Music Month, National Chamber Music Month. So we wanted to do something that was pay-as-you-wish tickets, so it's not formal. People can come in, have a drink, have a bite to eat, and just enjoy the music and not feel like they have to sit and listen to a very strict program where you have to clap at certain places. We wanted to get rid of those things, yeah.
Well, I just want to stress that there is a place to eat there. You also have some rooms for lodging there as well. But you're also, first of all, it's year-round, as I mentioned in the introduction. But you also have fellowships and scholarships for, I don't know if it's all ages of folks who are into chamber music or if it's a particular age group.
Oh, yes. We have a lot of music education programs, because that is one of the tenets of our mission, is to educate and to inspire. And so we have a K-12 strings program called the Allegheny Mountain Strings Project. And that is just to teach everybody who's interested from all the schools, and people come from 5 different counties all over. And it's grown a lot in the past few years. I think that strings education really helps, and kids love it. And then we also have a fellowship program for college age young artists who are on the way to becoming musicians, professional musicians. So it's sort of, they've already been in music, they're devoted to it, and this is an intensive, chamber music intensive, in which they come for a month in the summer, and they get to work with great artists, they get coached by the resident ensemble, the Garth Newell Piano Quartet, and they have a lot of performance opportunities. So it's sort of like a professional jumping off point, and a way for them to get coachings every day and to work and network with each other. And that's actually what started Garth Newell, was because the founders, Luca and Arlene DiCecco, wanted a place where they could bring music students to have a chamber music intensive.
Beautiful.
And that's sort of, yeah.
And Jeanette Fang may even play the piano with you, because she is a pianist. Let me tell you, if what Jeanette's been talking about speaks to you, you go to their website. It's Garth, G-A-R-T-H. Newell is just with one L at the end. It's N-E-W-E-L. So it's Garth Newell, N-E-W-E-L.org, and you can learn more about it. Jeanette Fang is the co-artistic director and the and a pianist with the Garth Newell Piano Quartet at the Garth Newell Music Center. Jeanette, thanks so much for joining us. It sounds lovely.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Wherever or however you're hearing today's show, thanks for tuning in. What follows is a special encore presentation from our big Let's Go America tour in Hot Springs, Virginia on May 18th.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back indeed, and Let's Go America. This is the big Let's Go America Tour, Hot Springs, Virginia. Today's show is moving right along as we're already up to the E block, and we're sponsored by Colette.
If you love to travel, but you're not such a fan of all the travel planning, we recommend you go guided with Colette and enjoy your destination without all the stress of making the travel plans. Go visit Europe or Canada, wander a rainforest in Costa Rica, experience a tea ceremony in Japan, or check out many of the other travel opportunities, as Colette is going to make sure you see the sights you want to see while experiencing the unexpected.
You know, they have been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all seven continents. What we like is they provide ample free time so you can do your own thing, and they mix it in with great accommodations, dining, transportation, knowledgeable tour managers, and so much more. So visit Colette.com for more information or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, let's get to these iconic warm spring pools here that the homestead acquired in 1925, and Omni Hotels and Resorts, in conjunction with their Virginia Department of Historic Resources, thought they needed some new life and recently completed a $4 million 14-month rehabilitation. Joining us here on set to share more about these springs and ready to go on mic four is an Omni Homestead director, Lynn Swan.
Yes, Lynn. So first, thank you very much. Nice to have you here on the show today with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get into the springs and the pools, since you have been instrumental in working with our team, and we thank you very much for that, there would not be a big Let's Go America tour here at Hot Springs, Virginia, if it wasn't for you today. So we really appreciate that. I want to thank you formally on air. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Lynn. Right. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you. So, all right. So Mary and I, we have enjoyed these historic bathhouses a few times this week. Actually enjoyed them yesterday with you as well. And I want you to share how important they are to the essence of the homestead's history, Lynn.
To put it simply, without these Warm Springs pools, there would be no homestead. There would be no Bath County. It's why we are all here.
Simple as that.
Yes.
There we are. See, easy question, easy answer.
Yes.
Exactly, folks.
I felt like that we were stepping into a European bathhouse, and I think the history of the gentleman's bathhouse going back to 1761 was incredible to bathe in those waters, with the stone basin is the original part. They did just go through a rehab. But before we get to the rehab, just talk a little bit about why the waters are so special.
The waters have a very rich mineral content. First, though, they are geothermal springs, so they're going to be at 96, 98 degrees constantly throughout the year. So you're basically bathing in what's your body temperature, or soaking, not bathing, sorry. But the mineral content is really what makes the difference. There are 15 minerals. So it's calcium, it's sulfur, magnesium, iron, a lot of key minerals that help your body. They promote circulation. They help with burning calories, relieving pain, boosting circulation. You probably found you slept better and that your skin felt very soft afterwards.
I definitely noticed that and definitely slept better. So it's unfortunate that we don't live in this area to partake in them on a regular basis. I'll have to figure out how to manufacture it at home when I go home somehow. But Lynn, the rehab, and we spoke to you a little bit about it this week, it would have been so easy and so much less expensive to just knock them down, but you didn't. You worked, as I said, with the Historical Society. So just talk a little bit about the rehab.
Yes, there were obviously a lot of people who were concerned that that was exactly what we were going to do. But I think everyone can be very thankful that Omni did it, as I like to say, the right way. They engaged a team of historic preservationists from across the Mid-Atlantic who worked together to create a historic structures report. That's in a very exhaustive document that served as the guidebook, if you will, for Three North. That's the architectural firm who developed the plans to restore the bathhouses to how they were in 1925. So if you go today, you may notice in particular that the roof on the ladies' bathhouse doesn't look like it did 10 years ago. And that's because they took it back to 1925, which I think is a spectacular.
Well, we found that fascinating because you're there, cool. And here we are in 2024. But as you said, if we were the next year, 100 years later, what we were experiencing, folks that were there 100 years ago, essentially it looks the same today now as it did then. And the experience we were having is what they had. And that's a very interesting thing to be able to do in our country.
Absolutely. Just that whole going to a place where at least nine U.S. presidents have soaked.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson really enjoyed it.
You can't put a price on that. Yeah.
I mean, it's just something that I almost get chills just thinking about the history and the impact and what those bathhouses have meant, not just to the presidents that have soaked there, but to the generations
of people. Well, I said to you yesterday, and folks in the travel world, they all talk about the Blue Lagoon and so forth in Iceland, and we're not, you know, that's fine. But you don't have to go to Iceland. You can come here. You're going to get an unbelievable experience. You're going to get those therapeutic pools, and these pools here do not get that same notoriety. Hopefully now that the show's heard around the country, they will a little bit more. But I do want to take it in one direction before we have to go and wrap the hour. In addition to the warm spring pools, you have the year-round outdoor spring-fed spa pool. There's the Serenity Garden pool. There's the spring-fed indoor pool. You've got the water park. That's what I want to talk about for some families really quick.
Lots of
talk
water.
About the water park for folks.
The water park is great. It's called Allegheny Springs. Yes, we have a large family pool. There's even a whirlpool, but the real highlights are the lazy river and the water slides.
Yeah, and we saw kids already because that was getting ready for Memorial Day. We could see
they
that.
Were
going
they were gearing up for that lazy they were river.
Well, Lynn, thank you very much. Very nice interacting with you and your colleagues this week, and we really appreciate everything you've done to help us be here and to put the show together today. Okay, so thank you.
It's been great. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lynn.
So, Mary, hour one. I mean, we say it's fast as 2 hours of travel. It does fly. So
all this talk about the warm springs, I'm ready to go back in before we leave this weekend.
One more time before we head back to New York, and we're going to need them when we get up there. So, folks, that is going to do it for hour one of the show today. Hour two in the next 60 minutes from the Old Dominion State is coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to be back after this top of the hour break. We're going to be talking food. We're going to be talking activities. We're going to be talking history, wines. There's so much more to go. And then we're going to wrap the big Let's Go America Tour, Hot Springs, Virginia, live from the Omni Homestead Resort. So stay with us, everyone. 50% of the show is still to come. You can catch us live or through the archives at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.